You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine. We're talking to our next guest in the studio, and this is James Hullick. Now, James, welcome to the Sunday Arts.
No, it's great to be here.
James is here to talk about a show called The Amplified Elephant, which is which is on at the Footscray Community Arts Centre. So, James, firstly, we want to have a bit of a chat about yourself. Your name's probably one of the things that we talked about. We were just talking off air about the origins of Hullick.
Yeah, because I thought it might have been German. It's spelt H-U-L-L-I-C-K. James, you were saying that it's...
No, I think there's some Dickensian background of a crook who's changed their name, I reckon. It's my guess. But anyway, that's life.
So there's only one. There's only one.
It just sort of suddenly appears, this name.
Okay, so is there any Hullicks basically related to you, Ben?
Probably.
Well, more than likely.
Unless there's other crooks who've suddenly changed their name.
Now, James, we like to start, besides talking about your name, find out a little bit about your background. Now, what got you to where you are now and with your interest in music and what you're doing now?
So it's been a long road for me. I started out as a kid playing piano and singing and all of those sorts of things that people do. And then...
people don't do that. We all don't play music. So did you study music?
I studied things like composition and piano and electronic music and all those sorts of things and all over the world, actually, and with significant teachers.
Did that start from, like, school days or was it after?
It started in high school, but it sort of really picked up when I left and started going to university and doing all of those sorts of things. But
What got you around the world doing it?
Sheer bloody might and determination, I think, at the time, which was really just about finding out who the people were who inspired me and then going and seeing them. So I actually met a lot of the sort of significant people in compositional history and sound art, or people who'd worked with those people. And so, for example, is Karlheinz Stockhausen, and I went and did a course with him. And,
wow.
And Luciano Berio, who's an Italian composer, yeah. I went and met him with his cigar-smoking action.
And what did people say when you approach them and say, I'd like to come and meet you?
They're okay for you to come and meet them usually. Whether you would get a chance to study with that person or, learn from them or be mentored by them is another sort of stage. And that didn't always happen. But actually, the first instant sort of meeting was often where you learned the 90% of what was going on, how the person held themselves and engaged with the work that they were making and all of those sorts of things. And the thing that was really common amongst all of these amazing practitioners was their attention to detail and their commitment to being socially engaged. So they might have been famous for being a composer and you think, it's all about them in a room writing a piece of music. But actually they were very social people for the most part and very socially engaged and always mentoring younger people and those sorts of things. So, and that was a really big influence for me, thinking about that more deeply. What is Australia? How do you find out about it? I actually got offered to stay in Europe and study there, and I ended up not taking that up because I realised that I'd been born in Australia and that the work to be done was with my culture here and to work that out and to see who those people were, which actually led me in the end to the Footscray Community Arts Centre, which is where I met the amazing Amplified Elephants, who are the ensemble that I work with, musicians with intellectual disabilities, from a program there called Art Life. And really understanding their journey and their story really brought me back to my own roots in many ways. And it's been a long love affair, 12 years actually.
Gosh. So. But the satisfaction you must get, being with these people, and the excitement level that they must get out of doing performance stuff that you do with them.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. And look, these guys are my teachers as well as the other way around, and that's been really important. And the thing that's become more prevalent is that I try and get out of the way of their art and just encourage those artists to do their thing. But also to be open to learning from their experiences of life and so forth. But also, offering what I can to help. So they've got a show called Self Seekers that they first performed a bit of, like a section of in Japan when they're on tour. So they've been going on tour overseas, performing these sound art festival type events.
What's it like travelling with, you know, like, is there carers with someone?
Yeah, yeah, so there's support staff who come with us, but it's really great. It's like a family travelling. It really is like a travelling with your family. And there's just hilarious stories that come up and, you know, important shopping trips that have to happen to, like, the Disneyland shop and whatever. And but that's been that sort of delight in the materiality of life is a really key feature of the Amplified Elephants, and that has been really good for me. If I'm getting bogged down as a serious sort of self-concerned artist, they'll soon shake me out of that, I can tell you.
But what are their parents, saying? That must be so exciting for them.
The
fact that they've got this outlet, this artistic outlet.
Yeah, it's amazing, and that is quite a big journey for the families around the artists. And you know, some of the artists in the Amplified Elephants are in their 40s or 50s, and some are in their early 20s. So it's quite a mixed age range, and some people have carers or support networks around them, and don't have families around them, and some do. And it's really interesting to see that dynamic play out where the people who love the artists, as you know, in their sort of home life, see this person excel in society and then become a professional, serious artist, actually. And that realization of, oh, that can happen is awesome.
You mentioned that you obviously have been doing this now for about 12 years back in Footscray.
Yeah.
Now, did you get drawn to the group, Amplified Elephants, or do they already exist and you decided to be part of
the
process, or did you help develop that?
I started at Footscray as a volunteer, and then I got invited to do some sound art workshops and music workshops there. And then when we had that going for about a year, we put it to the group if they wanted to be an ensemble, and they named the group. So actually, Robin McGrath, one of the artists, named the group at the Amplified Elephants. She's obsessed with elephants, actually.
So you've been involved from the very beginning of this
group.
So what was the purpose? Like, I suppose what you were just getting involved in some community work and getting them interested in music, or?
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to work out how I could be involved in something that mattered to Australian communities and our culture. So, because I came from such a high art background, it was very easy to get in this kind of hedonistic, sort of socially disengaged kind of mindset as a student. Yep. And then, so I really was just looking around to try and find ways of finding some kind of real voice that people could relate to.
And is there funding? You know, like, is there government funding through the arts?
Yeah. The Australia Council has been massive, and the Footscray Community Arts Centre has been amazing as well. But the Australia Council for the Arts has been fantastic, and Creative Victoria they've been the big funders behind the group.
Brilliant. So tell us about this show. It's called Self Seekers, and it's about people obsessed with selfies. Which we certainly are right at this moment in time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, the name itself came again from Robin. She loves naming things, but she's also obsessed with the group, the Seekers.
And it's not about selfies as in...
Well, it is. It's become that after she named it.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of this sort of bizarre process, but that actually highlights how things kind of work, actually, for us. So we find things that come out of obtuse relationships and so forth. But, really, this selfie thing... And what is happening while the guys are playing, there are cameras that they are manipulating, that are filming their reactions to the music that's being made. And the idea of this sort of headshot, which is so prevalent in our society, is played with. And it feels kind of like you're drifting into their mind, because you're so sort of close up on their face.
And it's quite blowing up, isn't it, behind them,
And there's these sort of weird moments in it where, like, Tegan Connor, she looks and feels like she's some kind of deity or a Buddha or something, you know, blessing the audience or something. It's quite a beautiful experience, but there's this kind of intense noise and beat that goes behind some of that stuff.
And it's quite, the music is fairly out there, isn't it? It's quite avant-garde.
Yeah, and that is something we've really encouraged with the group, is to really push those boundaries as any artist in sound art might, so that there's not any pandering or trying to steer it to an expectation, and really just trying to encourage freedom, absolute as much as possible, but with some discipline, you know, doing it well.
So is it improv a lot of the time, or is it structured?
That's a really beautiful question to ask, actually, because it's a combination of both. So it's interesting how it will sound like the same piece each time, and there's things that happen sort of roughly the time, but it is very freely created in the spot, so it's not note to note notated or anything.
Yep.
But there's definitely a combination of this. It's like a real time composing that goes on, but with clear markers that are met.
And it must be interesting, sort of, all of a sudden, everyone, their face might go, oh my God, you know, like we've created something really, that sounded great. Do you get those moments?
Yeah, there's been some really great ones where there's this sort of self explosive moments of like joy and happiness from the group, often right at the end of the show. And there's been moments where the audience has sort of got caught up in that, and then this dialogue will start up between the performers and the audience while they're all
still performing,
like at the end, you know, there's clapping going on, and someone, I remember one of the artists, Laszlo, would go off and go out straight into the audience and start shaking everyone's hand and saying, wasn't that a great show?
Fantastic.
And they would start responding, the audience would start talking, and engage. It was amazing. And we've had another group of work that going on with Jonathan Duckworth, who's an inventor at SciArt Labs at RMIT, and their Amplified Elephants have performed on these touchscreen table instruments, and the audience have then at the end of the show come up and played on those instruments with the Amplified Elephants, showing them how to use it. So there really has been a lot of that sort of idea of bringing people into that world and getting them to play as well.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. You know, like you must just love getting there, you know, like and being involved. Do you perform as well? Or?
I perform a lot. And my most sort of recent sort of stuff has been with this Strange James character. He's face-painted God playing guitar and singing Carrying On. And it was a beautiful show last year with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra where I played with them, and I was sort of leaping around and singing in these strange sort of mutated Jimi Hendrix ways. So that's my life. It's pretty good fun, actually.
Good on you. Now, you're premiering this piece, which is called Self-Seekers, on the 24th of March.
Yeah, and it's for FOLA, which is the Festival of Live Art. It's at the Footscray Community Arts Centre in the performance space. And it really is a big celebration for everyone involved, because the Amplified Elephants are in the big space at Footscray, and they're really being given free rein by the Community Arts Centre to go for it. So big screens and a lovely seating bank, and manipulating the space so the audience is sort of in a horseshoe around the artists. And artists are sort of in with the audience a bit too. So
how do you find out more information?
So if you go to the Footscray Community Arts Centre website, which is footscrayarts.com, you can see under events there's Self-Seekers there, and you can buy tickets there. It's $25 full and $15 concession.
Yeah, to find out about the group though.
Oh, the Amplified Elephants. So to find out more about them, you can go to the Jolt Arts website, who works with Footscray with the Amplified Elephants, and I direct Jolt Arts, and that is joltarts.org, joltarts.org, and there's a link there for Amplified Elephants, and that explains about the group.
James, thank you so much for coming in.
What a pleasure.
And congratulations on what you're doing, because it's really important that groups like this have got somebody like you to help them through.
Yeah, it's great fun. Yeah, we're all learning.
Thanks, James.
That's it.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.